The difference between what and which really comes down to the fact that it depends on the type of answer that you're expecting.
Welcome to the Doing Business in English podcast. I'm your host, Chrissia, and I'm going to share with you tips, advice, and conversations to help you improve your business English. Let's get started. Welcome to episode 5 of Doing Business in English. I'm Chrissia, and I'm going to share with you something today that's a little different from the other episodes. I have a paid membership called Business English Boost, and my Boost members can ask me questions about anything they want, and I give them a video answer. This episode is actually the audio from one of these video answers about question words, the words what and which. So here you go. Enjoy the answer. Hi, Boosters. It's me, Chrissia, here with you to answer a question that came in. And it's been a little while since this question came in, and I'm really sorry for the delay. I had COVID, and I've had a couple of things to deal with. So it's been an interesting couple of weeks for me. But I'm here. I'm ready to answer Angelica's question. Yeah. So the question is about what and which, and what's the difference and how do I use them? So the question is, when do we use which and when do we use what? So she gave an example, what words George doesn't know or which words George doesn't know. And then her question is, what is right and why? So I'm going to go through this step by step and answer this question and then give you a little bit of insight into why, you know, there's different reasons for the different uses of what and which. And then we'll come back to your question at the end. So what and which are both question words. And of course, you know, question words also include when, how, why, those kinds of words. So we're going to look today specifically at what and which, but I do plan to make some more videos with all of the other question words so that we can clear up a lot of the questions about questions. The difference between what and which really comes down to the fact that it depends on the type of answer that you're expecting. So think about it. I know Angelica is a teacher, so you can think about when you're setting an exam or setting a test, there are different types of questions. There are different types of questions that give you different kinds of answers. So when we ask the question with what we're expecting is an open-ended question, okay? So this is like on your test paper, you're just leaving a blank line and the person can put whatever they want inside of that answer. You are not giving any options. You're not restricting them. You just ask an open question. It starts with what, and their answer could literally be anything. Obviously, it should be relevant to the question, but you're not limiting their answers to anything. And so I'll give you an example. You could say, what's your name? There are millions of names in the world. Their answer could be any of those. What kind of car do you have? I don't know all of the cars there are and all of the brands. So for me, they could literally answer anything. And there's the answer. It will be different if I am working in the automotive industry and I have a list of all the cars and then I ask. That's a different kind of question. When I don't have a multiple choice solution, then I ask what? Because their answer could be anything. Another one is, what problems do you have with English? This is what I often ask my students. What problems do you have with English? Their answers could be anything. There are, of course, some problems that I know that people usually have, but I'm not going to restrict them to those answers. Your answer could be anything. So my question starts with what? I hope that's clear. And if it's not, go ahead and write in the comments and let me know. And I can clarify it for you either now, live, or afterwards if I see your comment later. Okay, so when we talk about which, when we ask a question with which, this is actually a multiple choice question. And if you go back to the example of making a test for your students, you would give them options for their answers, you know, A, B, C, D, E, etc. Okay, and so with which, we're expecting one of these things to be the answer. And it could be one option
Or in some cases, it could be multiple options that we're expecting. So I could say, I won't give examples yet, but their answer could be one thing or more than one, but it's limited to the list of things that you're asking about when you use which. Now, this is all very kind of conceptual. I'm going to give you some examples. So there are the different types of multiple choice options. So either you could have the first type where the options are listed in the question. So you can ask a question and give the options at the same time. They're in the question. It's very clear to the person you're speaking to what the options are for their answers. Again, I'm going to give you some examples of this. The second type is where the options are referred to in some other way. Somehow it has come up in the conversation. It's part of the conversation. When you ask the question with which, the person knows what their options are limited to. Or it could be the third type where we don't actually say the options, but everyone in the conversation knows what they are. So everyone involved knows what the multiple choice options are. And so you ask a question with which, knowing that they know what they're choosing between. Okay, so let's look at the first type. This is where the options are listed in the question. And so you have a question like, which came first, the chicken or the egg? So here's your question, which came first? And the options are the chicken or the egg. That's like A or B. And so the options are listed here in the question. And so we use which, okay, to show that I'm asking you about these options, not anything else. Okay, I'll give you a couple more examples of this. I might ask, which of these should I use for the exam? A ballpoint pen, a fountain pen, or a pencil? Okay, so you're not limited to just two options. You could have a whole list of options, but they're listed here in the question. The person you're asking knows what things you want them to choose between. Another is, in this example, someone's holding up two dresses and they may say, which of these should I wear? Okay, you can see the options. It's right there in front of you. It's part of the question. Which of these? So they're showing you, you know, what the options are. Okay, so this is where the options are listed in the question. It's very obvious that this is a multiple choice question and we use which. This is the easy one, but there are a couple more. So in the second type, the options that the person is choosing between are referred to in some other way. So here's an example. You might ask, which of your grandparents were you closest to, you know, as a child? So here I'm saying, which of your grandparents? Well, the options are your maternal grandmother, your maternal grandfather, your paternal grandmother, and your paternal grandfather. We know there are four grandparents. And when I say which of your grandparents, I'm referring to that list. And it's a closed list. You're going to choose one of those. Another way is, which words on the list are you having trouble with? So maybe as a teacher, maybe I gave you a list of words to look through. We both know about this list. And when I say which words on the list, I'm limiting all of your answers to the words on that list. I'm not listing all of the words in the question, but I'm referring to the list of words. And I want you to choose from those and give me your answer. So in that case, you're going to answer me with some of one or more of the words on the list. The third example is, I might say to you, Angelica, I detect a German accent. Which country are you from? In this sentence, the which, because I just told you that I could hear a German accent, the which is referring to German-speaking countries. Now, I could list all of them, but that would be a waste of time in our conversation. When I say which, in this case, you know I'm talking about German-speaking countries, and I expect that your answer will be one of them. Now, I may be wrong. Maybe your accent is from somewhere else. You may say, actually, I'm Dutch, and I'm from the Netherlands. Okay, that's up to you. But when I ask the question, it's with the idea that we have this short list of options for answers. Okay, so I hope that's clear. So in these, I'm not listing the options, but within the question, I'm telling you where that list of options is. Now, there's a third way of presenting this multiple choice option. And that is when the options for your choice, for your answer, are automatically known by everyone in the conversation. So we all know what options we're talking about. And I'll give some examples. Again, you're a teacher. So maybe at a teacher's meeting, your principal may ask you, which students are having trouble in your class? Now, they're not specifying, you know, the list of students, but you know that they're talking about the students in the school or the students in your class. You both know that. You both know all of the students. And so they're going to ask you which students, okay? Because it's like multiple choice. And it may be one student, but it also could be more than one in your answer. That's not important. And that's why they say which students are, so that you can actually give an answer with more than one option. But because it is limited to the students in your class, both of the people in the conversation know that this is the list of students. So you don't have to kind of list the students or refer to the list of students. When you say this, it's already assumed that you are choosing from this list. Another example that I may give you here in Boost, I might say, which Q&A video has been most helpful to you? So again, you're here in Boost. You have access to all of the Q&A videos that I've done. And so I might ask, which has been most helpful? Obviously, you're not going to talk about a video that I did, you know, about something else, or a podcast episode about something else. I'm talking about the Q&A videos. And that's your short list of things to choose from in this question. And so I use which. Another thing, this is a conversation I had a couple of days ago. Someone said, I've listened to all your podcast episodes. And I said, oh, thank you. Which one did you like best? Which one? So I'm asking them about the podcast episodes that they listened to. That's our list. That's the multiple choice list. And so I use which one. I'm asking about one. I want the answer to be one episode that they answer with. If I wanted to ask about one or more than one, I might say, which of them did you like? Okay, so this is, again, the option of having one answer or more than one answer to the same question. So those are the three possibilities. Either you include the options for the multiple choice in the question with which, you refer to it kind of on this, you know, through the question, you refer to the possibilities for your multiple choice options, or you assume that everyone in the conversation knows all of the options and will know what you're talking about. And I hope that helps. So in your example, Angelica, you said you gave two different sentences. And so you may say something like, I need to find out what words George doesn't know, or I need to find out which words George doesn't know. And you were asking me, which one of these is correct? Well, let's look at it. If you just George has come to you, he needs help with his language, and you need to find out the words he doesn't know. You don't have a list you're asking him about. You're just trying to figure out, while he talks, the words that are missing from his vocabulary. There is no multiple choice here. So you would say, I need to find out what words George doesn't know. There's no choice. There's no kind of short list anywhere. We use what. Now, if you have a word list and you shared this with George and you're waiting for his answer where he may underline or circle the words he doesn't know, then you might say, or this the way you would say it, I need to find out which words George doesn't know, because it's which words from this list. You have a short list. Again, we're talking about a multiple choice situation. So I hope that is clear. But one more little thing. In your example, Angelica, you gave, you know, these two possibilities, what words George doesn't know or which words George doesn't know. But then your question was, what is right and why? But the actual question should be, which one is right? Because you're asking about these two things, the question with what or the question with which. This is now a multiple choice question. And so your question should be, which one is right and why? I hope you understand why, and I hope that helps. And let me know in the comments if you need more help or if you need me to explain any of this a little better. Take care, and I look forward to seeing you in Boost. Bye-bye. So there you have it. That was the answer to the question in my Boost membership group. And if you're interested in being a Boost member so that you can ask any English questions you want, anytime you want, for less than the price of a private lesson per month, go ahead and go to lightningenglish.com/boost and you'll be on the wait list. And the next time I open the registration for Boost, you'll be the first to know. Take care and look forward to being with you next time on Doing Business in English.